to pull in real one. Now, I'd like to get you to tell me a little bit about your family and your background.
Oh,
You're a
well,
Bristol man.
yes, Bristol.
Tell me about the family.
Well, there's 8 of us in the family, or 10 of us in the family. 2 girls, 8 boys. And some of them had trades for one had a trade. He was metal sheet worker, and the remainder had was carpenters and joiners mostly, as well as the father.
Where was your home in Bristol?
It is a place called Bloy Street, Easton.
What sort of house did you live in?
Just an ordinary one, 3 bedrooms and no bathroom. And bit of guard, but yeah, so.
How did you organize things for sleeping with only 3
Well, we
bedrooms?
had all the brothers had to sleep in one room. The father and mother, they slept in another room, and the two sisters slept in the small bedroom.
I see.
And then, of course, till one sister went out to service, the oldest one, see.
Yeah. What sort of work did your father do?
Carpentering, joining,
Yeah.
when he could get it. Couldn't get much work in them days, but what the work he did used to be making these spiral staircases for the gentry homes in Clifton. Of course, all the gents lived there at one time, you know,
Yeah.
in Bristol, see.
How often was he out of work?
Oh, quite a lot of times. Hard times it was at home at times. Food was scarce. I've known my own mother to go out and do a day's washing for 18 pence, come home with 2 loaves of bread and a half a pound of margarine. We could only have one round of bread and go to bed.
What would your father do if he was out of work?
He was only just looking around for it. Might be in a pub sometimes, I suppose. Like they used to be in those days.
Go to the pub a lot, would he?
Beg pardon?
Would he go to the pub a lot?
Oh, travel a lot? No, couldn't travel nowhere really.
What about yourself?
Well,
You one of the oldest in the family?
I was always looking around for something, but of course, till I left school.
How did you get on at school?
Very good. In fact, I passed the examination for that course in school.
Just tell me about that again.
This course in school, this Edward Corson was a ship owner, see, and he left his money for poor boys to be educated to, free education and perhaps come up to be like some of these Labour parties are today, members of Parliament, let's see. But my father, when the headmaster sent for him, my mother went up to see him, and he said it was a vacancy for me. So my father said, well, let him go out to work for his living. You see, I suppose being hard up like we were, we could do with every penny we could get.
So you left school.
Left school at 14 years of age.
What did you do?
Went and worked for a baker, 5 shillings a week. I had to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I had to scrub out dough tubs till 9 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, I used to join up with one of the men with the four-wheel van, go out delivering bread. Come back at 12 o'clock, have dinner, and then I go out round the private places with the barrow and deliver the bread to people just living round about. And then one day I was trusted with the horse and van, and like a fool, I come straight out of a place called out of this road, straight across in front of a 93 tram car. Knocked the van over, smashed everything up. I'd done a couple of days in Bristol Infirmary for observation, wasn't hurt. The horse wasn't hurt. And finally, I had 2 shillings for the week's wages. And my father came in and cursed the boss on one Saturday night, because I used to have to work till 12 o'clock, put up the shutters. I was joined at 6 o'clock in the morning, then worked till 12 o'clock Saturdays, put the shutters up, then help a Miss Taylor with pounds of flour ready for Monday to take out on the round, you see. However,
what time did you work to in the evenings? You worked from 6 in the morning until 12.
And in the afternoon we won't deliver this bread.
Yes, what time did you finish in the afternoon?
I finished about half past 2. Then I used to have to make 4 beds for the horses. They peat down, you know. And get them a bran mash ready for when they came in. And had to bed them down. And take them from out the carts and all that, you know, see a van. That was my job till about 10 o'clock that night. Then I'd have me and another boy would have coffee and cheese, bread and cheese and coffee.
So you were working from 6 in the morning?
Yes.
To 10 o'clock in the evening?
To 12 o'clock in the evening.
How often did you work that late?
I worked that late all the week except Saturdays, and then I worked till 1 o'clock in the morning Saturdays, when I was paid the 2 half a crown, 5 shillings.
My goodness. Why did you leave the job?
Well, because my father had cursed the boss, because he only paid me 2 shillings that week. See? So I left and I walked downtown in Bristol, and there's a brush factory there called Bowers's. They said a strong boy wanted. I walked in and the boss was sat in his chair, and I talked to him instead of going in the office. And the boss said, see Mr. Maitland. So Mr. Maitland employed me for the boss, you see. 6 shillings a week. I had to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 at night, with 1 hour for dinner.
Well, they were much shorter hours than you'd done before then.
Oh, yes, much shorter.
And what did you do there?
And then from there, as time went on in the mornings, what did I do in the factory? Well, I used to have 26 girls there to supply them with what they call the bass, you know, for pushing into the stock of the broom. You used to all sit round pitch pans, you see, red hot pitch pans. They get so much on their horse, see, dip it into the pitch, put a bit of twine round it, and stick it into the stock of the brush. That was my job, to keep those pans going. And these women supplied with the pitch and the material, you know, for working. Well, then, in the meantime, I dinner hour, I thought I'd go down and join the Navy.
Before we go on to that, tell me a bit more about home. Did you go home for your dinner every day when you were at school? Did you go home for your dinner every day?
No. I'll tell you what. Headmaster used to say every evening, any boys whose father's out of work, we put our hand up and he'd give us a ticket. Then I used to go in the morning at 8 o'clock in the Bethesda Chapel in Bristol. And they used to give us a big tin cup of cocoa, half sweetened and half milk, and a lump of bread and treacle. That had to last us all day to do our schooling.
So you had no dinner at all?
No dinner, no, no dinner.
And what about your meal in the evening? What would you
well,
have
when
then?
We came home, if our mother had shed any soup or if she made anything and she had the money to make it, we'd have a meal. Well, then we got on a bit afterwards in the family. My father had a contract for about 60 houses in a place called Rosebery Park in Bristol. And we lived quite nice then. We got an egg for breakfast.
This was after you left school, was it?
No, this is during the time I'm at school. And I used to go there sometimes as a boy, because they used to make their staircases out in the road when it was a nice day, or in the houses that they were, you know, so partly built. And many times the men used to say to me, there's an apple in my coat pocket, son, you can have it. Then I used to take their bottle up the fire engine, a public house, and get their beer, bring it back to, you know. And then my father went on to drink a lot during that time, during the contract business. And finally, the job was finished. Then we went back to a place called Bligh Street to live. Rent 5 shillings a week. No bathroom, just a kitchen sink. And we all used to wash in the kitchen sink. And so with my father, shouldn't see our girls half undressed. He knocked the glass out and put wood in the panels of the doors. So if us boys looked in, we couldn't see our sisters, you know. So you see how life was in those really hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Almost Dickens' days, wasn't it?
Mm.
But we survived all right. We got along, and we used to get a woman come down the street of a Saturday with a box on wheels, and she'd go around during the week collecting up old clothes, see? And she'd tip the clothes up in the road, it was a fine day. And each woman would pick up something. My mother picked up a nice Norfolk coat, threepence, just fit me, you see? But it had no belt round it. You know, it had the belt there, see? Threepence. And then she bought me a pair of corduroy trousers for half a crown, and I was nicely rigged out.
Is that how you got most of your clothes?
Big man?
Is that how you got most of your clothes?
Yes. And then after that business, that was the suit to go to Weston-super-Mare as a Sunday school out in. We had supply at the Sunday school where I went to. We had to give fine ninepence for the outing. So I used to pay perhaps halfpenny this week, penny a fortnight's time. But by the end of the time, the ninepence was paid. All I used to get my money was I used to, Saturday mornings, I had an uncle who used to let out to little land carts. And I used to, for my mother, I used to go over the gas works in Bristol and get an underweight of coke, threepence. Used to fill the little cart up with one lot, fill the bag up and put the bag on top. Of course, then I had a strap and I used to bring it home. Then one or two women in the street might want a few underweight like that, see? Just threepence anyway. Well, I used to get it and they'd give me a penny or a halfpenny, you know, see? And often I used to buy a tin of condensed milk with the money. Not the full cream, but you know, the other.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
I live at three then.
You were telling me about the sort of meals you'd have at home, and you were explaining that you had some soup in for your evening meal.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have anything else?
No, if there was a bit of bread, we could have a round of bread.
How often did you have meat at home?
Meat? Very seldom. When my father was working and had that contract, we had a meat check in our house. Have you seen a meat check?
A meat?
A meat check.
Check?
Jack, J-A-C-K, meat check.
A meat jack, no, what's that?
It was a thing, it was screwed to the mantelpiece, And it was wound up, you see, a brass ball, see, wound up. He had a hook on it. And if we had any beef we bought, they hang the beef on there, put it in front of the fire, and the jack would go round so many times, click, then go back again, see? Of course, they're antique today. You can see them about sometimes.
So you could cook the meat in front of the fire like
that? In front
like
of the fire. And on the bottom, we had a small stove, iron stove thing, with a tin, big tin tray, and in the centre was another, like a cup, you know, built into the tin tray, see? And all, if the ashes fell there, they didn't go into the grease. But all that gravy funneling down there would go right through the ashes, down into that box. That used to taste lovely. Of course, we had no refrigerators. Mm. And Saturday nights, they used to sell meat cheap as dirt. Legs of mutton and legs of pork. And half a crown, 2 shillings, 18 pence. And you know, anything to get money. To get rid of their meat on Saturday night. Sometimes we could, if my mother had any money, we could. She'd go up there about 11 o'clock at night. Just as they were shutting down, you know. And she might buy a nice leg of mutton or a leg of pork or breast of pork or something like that, see?